All right, now watch. Well, now I haven't blown my nose in about 2 or 3 hours. Now watch when I start talking, I'm gonna start blowing my nose. It's got to be something like, man, I don't know what it is. I don't know. I know it's a lot of dust, and I try to keep up on dust in my place, but I don't know what the fuck it is, man. But I haven't blown my nose in like about 2 or 3 hours. Now watch I start blowing my nose in the middle of this video, but it starts sniffing and shit. But what? Okay, I wanted to make this a part two on what is heaven. Because I wanted to share with anybody who may watch this, there was a movie that came out, like it had to come out maybe like in the '70s, because it was in color, but it was old, and like I would call it old, because I'm 33. But the movie, it was one of those old Greek movies, like old European movies that, you know, the movie was set back like in those days, like Medusa was running around and shit like that. Medusa was supposedly running around and shit. So it was like one of those old movies, but it was made like the '70s. So the reason why it's so difficult for me to even find it is because there were so many of these movies out back then that it's almost impossible to find anyone unless you knew the name of it or you knew like a popular actor or actress from it. But I want to share with you guys the synopsis. I never know. But I want to share with you guys what happened in the movie. To further dive into this topic of what is heaven for man. You see, okay, so in this movie, right, there was, like, it was set back in the, you know, back when it was building pyramids and shit like that, you know, and there was different kingdoms around, and some kind of way, word started spread around that there was this mask, like a mask you put on, there was this mask that had power, right? And it was this mysterious power. Nobody knew what it was. Nobody really knew what the mask looked like. I mean, people had like these rough drawings, I think, but nobody had ever seen it. Nobody knew what it was. It was this mask that had power. That's all people knew. Yeah, I think this is before Facebook. So motherfuckers was real dumb. You know what I'm saying? They'd have killed you because you were sniffing two bags. They thought you had leprosy or some shit. So you got to keep in mind the mentality of the people at the time. So, of course, the word spread, you know, this mask had no power, 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 power. And what did any kingdoms came on, you know, they wanted more power to be ahead of the next guy, the next man. It's the same thing that what goes on now. They wanted more of an advantage on the next guy. So the movie, it was like a 2 or 3 hour long movie. It might have been even 4 hour long because the movies were long back then. And the whole movie, or maybe it just felt long because I was young. But the kingdoms, like, they was all trying to figure out where this mask was. And slowly, you know, it built up to this whole thing of like, oh, this mask, it has all this power. It'd give you an advantage on another man because it has power. But power was never actually defined. So it was mysterious. So all these, like, the whole time was build up. It was build up, build up. You know, you were seeing backstabbing, sneaking behind his back. If they thought that the other group found the mask first, they was backstabbing and running off with them. And you watched it. So at the end of the movie, what happened was, all the kings, I won't say all of them, but like some of the kingdoms, they finally figured out where the mask was. They get to where, you know, where the mask is, and they all just start going to war over this mask, right? And for the few who actually made it to the mask and seen it, they all, like, it clicked in their head. They just went, oh, and it clicked. And what happened was, see, it clicked in their head. And I think one of the actors, he actually verbalized it, because I was younger, because I probably wouldn't have got it unless he had verbalized it. He said, the mask power was for people to believe it has power. That was the power of the mask. You see what I'm saying? Like, see, and the guys who made it to the mask, see, those are guys like me and better, you know, possibly better, or maybe like guys who, you know, for whatever their scenario, I don't say lesser or better than me, but these are the select guys who it clicks in their head. Like when they see, you know, what people are fighting for, and they get there and it clicks like, oh, that's like, this thing was fucking worthless the whole time. Once you get it, you see, like once it clicks in your head, but there's so many men and women who are stuck working in call centers and blah, blah, blah. And then Instagram is always throw up in their face. Ferraris and big booty bitches and, you know, and drinking and big swimming pools and flying overseas and all, like, they get stuck in that trap of like, you know, I want it, I want it, I want it, I want it, without having any regard for, you know, okay, what is it actually in reality? And what is it, you know, how does it truly fit into my life? Because I give you another perfect example. This is a more personal example. Okay, I haven't worked a legit job since I was about 20, and I'm 33 now. So I've been essentially retired for 12 years. And with that being said, my father, he retired not too long ago. I tell you, he's in his mid-60s now. And I was more afraid for him to retire. And the reason I say this is because, see, I lived through it at 20. So, and what it is, I lived through having to live with what most people would perceive as heaven. I had to live through not having to go up to work, not having to check in on a timesheet, not having to worry about the boss, not having to worry about, you know, worry about my colleagues, not having to worry about these things. See, I, like, my adulthood was pretty much thrusted into retirement, pretty much. So I knew the downfalls of sitting at home by yourself all day with no schedule. You see, I knew the downfalls of all your friends having to go up and get up and go to work, and you're the only one sitting at home chilling. So now you don't have anybody to really talk to. So you got to figure out, you know, how to put structure in your life still. See, I went through that, but my father, he's mid-60s. He never, I mean, he was one of those guys who had to, he was working since he was like 5, 6 years old. He's from that class of people. So like, he never experienced these things. So like, when he retired, like, I put away money for him in case he messed up, because, like I said, for somebody who's living a culture like that, and then all of a sudden, whip, you're done. That, okay, in theory, and when you first think about it, it's like, oh, it's done. It's going to be heaven now. It's heaven forever. But no, like, you have to learn how to live that. Like, everything is a culture, you see, and you have to learn how to live. And I was afraid for him, honestly. It's, I mean, it looks like he made it out pretty smoothly. But for a while there, it was getting kind of shaky, like the get rich quick schemes, and, you know, scam artists, like that. I would hear little pop-ups of them here and there type of thing. I was getting scared, man, because like I said, he never grew up like how I grew up. And like, and I know it hurts to say and to hear, but like, see, a lot of fathers, they don't ever want to show that they don't know something to their own children, because they that protector thing. So I get it. Like, I never tried to like throw it in his face, but I was always on standby, like watching him. And I was aware of it, because like I said, because that living alone by yourself, or I was even married for a while, blah, blah, blah. But like, having no structure where you have to rely on a job for survival, that is its own different, completely different scenario of living. It's a completely different situation. And a lot of people, that's why a lot of old men end up having to go back working at Walmart, because they blew all their money and fucked it all up. That's why you see a lot of Walmart greeters like that, because their retirement killed them. Sitting at home alone, sitting at home, chilling all day with no structure, not having a, you know, not even fitting in with that work culture. Because I don't even fit in with work culture people anymore. I don't fit in with them, because I've spent so long doing my own thing. I don't have any regard for bosses. I have no regard for administration. I just do whatever I want. So like, I don't even fit in with that controlled mentality, which, if that's you, I'm not trying to talk bad about you. I'm just speaking on my life. And this kind of goes into another slight topic of the culture with, like, let's say like when this is wrong, MGTOW, it's going to fit the same speech, but it goes into the topic of women. So like, with women, especially with these spots, Instagram models, porn stars, blah, 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 you see, like, they're living their whole lot. Like I said, a woman from birth to 25 is pretty much playing life on easy mode compared to any man. She's pretty much playing life on, and the thing is, she's born into it, so she doesn't see it. So women, they're getting all this unnecessary attention, unnecessary, you know, satisfaction, you know, gratification, all this unnecessary stuff, simply because they were in woman body. To where, when it comes time for them to actually have to think in a relationship, a lot of women are completely clueless, because their culture was this. You see, they have no idea of actually thinking and trying to be co-companions and realizing how to compromise. And, you know, see, it's brutal to them. And then on top of that, see, a lot where another part where it comes at is when women have kids. See, and women say children are difficult. Now, for those of you who've had children or have raised children before, you know, children are not difficult. They can be tiring, but they're not difficult. But see, to a woman, they're difficult. And I'll explain exactly why. Because when a woman is born, and she's growing up. See, a woman never, ever truly has to think about anybody else other than herself. And in the occasion that she does, she figures, oh, I'll just manipulate him with a smile or a hug or a kiss, or maybe give him sex to get what I want out of him. See, it's all about, it'll come back to manipulation whenever they do have to think about another person, which goes into my next topic, to the next section. Everything about a woman's life is manipulation, you see. And like I said, and when you see them crying, if they're not ugly crying, then it's manipulation. Okay. You have to know a woman's nature. So when a woman has a child, you see, a woman's whole total instinct is to manipulate. But see, the thing that a woman did not look out for, and this is, see, Seventh Heaven, Saved by the Bell, fucking Friends, all these TV shows, Sex in the City, they never showed the side of babies that weren't just cute, giggly, and smiling. They never showed the sides where the baby doesn't give a fuck if you ain't getting no sleep last night. Your baby doesn't give a fuck if you got to wake up at 5 a.m. If that baby's nose is running, it's going to start crying till you come in here and wipe it, okay? See, that is what kills a woman, okay? Because, see, all throughout her life up to this point, she can just manipulate, you know, the situation to get what she wanted out of it. And if she didn't like it, she could just walk away from it. And this is what a lot of women will tell you. If you get them serious and talk about having their own children, they were used to just either manipulating the situation or walking away from it. They were never used to sitting down and actually working through something. And this is what makes children difficult for women. Because, see, when this baby's crying, they when with a baby, they can't just go, oh, yeah, I'm just tired. Yeah, I just want to go to sleep. See, with a man, she can do that. But with a baby, that baby will just keep crying and cry louder until you do something about it. You see, she can't. So what's the next step of the manipulation process of a woman? Give the baby exactly what it wants so it shuts up. You will find that in every, that's why every mother, just about every mother on the planet, is known mommies give the kids whatever they want. Because that stems from the woman's core manipulation process. You see, she doesn't care about the world as long as she can manipulate something to get her way out of it. It doesn't matter if this baby's gonna grow up an idiot because she's changed his diapers until he was 15 years old. She doesn't care about that. She doesn't care about the fact that the kid is going to grow up irresponsible with mental issues and, you know, get kicked out of school because he's bad as hell because he's used to getting what he wants. She doesn't care about that, you see, because the core of a woman's nature. The core of a woman's nature is manipulation. See, and it started when it was a baby, when the baby wouldn't stop crying. How does the woman get her way? Figure out what the baby wants and give it exactly that. Don't teach the baby anything because teaching causes more stress. Teaching causes more rough until it smooths out. Women don't like rough. They like easy. And what is easy? You want these AirPods? Here you go. Throw them out the window. Okay, well, I'll go buy some more AirPods, honey. Here you go. Would you like these? No, Mom. Fuck you, bitch. Throw them out the window. Okay, honey. Well, I bought some more AirPods. This will keep you quiet. And see, that's why it's a known thing throughout the world. Women baby their babies until they're, you know, well, until they die. Because it's the core reasoning of a woman is manipulative. See, it's not that women are loving. See, that's a huge misconception. It's hugely misinterpreted by society that women are loving. No, this is not love. This is manipulation. Get it straight. Okay, this is not love. See, love is making sure that baby learns how to wipe its own nose. That way you don't have to, because if you get hurt, that baby can get up and wipe its own nose and be independent. That's love, you see. Wiping the baby's nose every time it starts to cry and until it's, you know, 8 years old, that's not love. That's manipulation. See, notice that. Pay attention to that. Pay attention when you watch either your baby mama or if you are married to a single mother or whatever, and watch she does that kid. See, she doesn't even know what she's doing sometimes because it's so deep in her. It's so deep in woman's nature to rely on manipulation to get out of a situation. You see, love is not catering to somebody hand and foot. That is not love. That's a job and it's manipulate. That's a job and or manipulation. Okay, love is making sure it's teaching and training so they can fend for themselves. And then they come back to you, you know, years later and say, thank you for teaching me that because I never would have learned it on my own. That's love. But yeah, anyway, I really got off topic, but I really should have made it a whole separate topic. This whole second half of this video, because I really could have gone in deeper on that. But yeah, I'm going to go head out because with the way my banking situation here, like my U.S. bank, I got to go take money out the bank out of that bank and put it in a bank in Czech Republic. That way I can forward it to my landlord because I rent this flat. I don't buy shit. I don't buy flats. I buy cars, but I don't buy flats. Because like I told you a long time ago, I don't like having to deal with the refrigerator breaks or, you know, I'm responsible for it. Like, no, I just pay rent. They can fix it. And when I'm done with it, I can just walk away from it. But that's just me. Everybody has their own scenario. But yeah, I got to go pay rent, man. I got to figure out how to pay my flat rate back home too, because they won't let me pay online for some reason. But yeah, I got to go.